Hey, yeah, come in. I'm just gonna finish marking this last quiz. God, you guys are stupid. Kidding, haha, funny. Yeah, rest assured, I'm not pursuing a career in comedy anytime soon. Anyway, thank you for coming to see me. I know you must be busy, well, with exams coming up and all, but I think that this meeting is important. Have a seat. Okay. I haven't been teaching for long, but I know cheating when I see it. No, I don't mean you cheated. I know you're smarter than that. But apparently, not smart enough to abstain from selling papers to your classmates. This essay on Nietzsche's effect on both right and left-wing politics and history is from my third year literature since the 1800s course. According to the name on the page, it was written by Zach. But you and I both know that while he's a very sweet boy, he has no idea what I'm talking about 90% of the time. The phrasing, the structure, the imagery. This is your writing. Look, you are a very bright young girl, and I don't understand why you would put your future and your time at this school at risk through academic dishonesty. I'm sure times are tight. I mean, I'll be paying off my student loans for the next 20 years. But if it's about money, I can help you through the financial aid application. What? I'm sorry, what do you mean he's blackmailing you? Well, that's clearly against school policies, and we can certainly file a report. I see. I understand that it can be difficult to make the right decisions under a threat of embarrassment or humiliation, but I can assure you we can help take care of this. No, we can't guarantee that he won't post the video, but it can't be that bad. Wouldn't you rather follow your moral compass and do the right thing? Yes, I promise there will be actions taken. We'll file a complaint and you can get onto the waiting list and. Indeed, there is a waiting list, but it's not very long, I can assure you, and you have a strong case against him. Can I put you at the top of the list? I don't think I can do that, morally or logistically. It wouldn't be fair when other people are waiting their turn for their complaint to be reviewed, and I'm not even part of the student services department. I'm sorry, that's just not something I can. Oh my God, what are you doing? No, I'm not gonna turn back around, at least not until you put your shirt back on. Convince me. N there is no convincing or persuading. This is completely inappropriate. This is completely unethical. You are my student. I am your professor. It is my job to teach you and guide you through your university experience in a professional manner. That's not really what I mean by teach. My wheelhouse is more Charles Fourier than fornication. I have sex. Why am I so offended by that? Oh, look, lots of people my age are averse to sexuality. I just don't have the time, or confidence, or skill. But I digress. You need to put your shirt back on, and then we can talk about this in a very calm, clothed manner. And holy fuck. Yes. No amount of you kissing my neck, no matter how nice it feels, is going to. You really have to stop this kid. Twice your age. Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess a kid wouldn't do that. Bye. stop, 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 stop. This is so wrong. You have to leave right now. I'm sorry. Of course, I want to, you know. But if anyone finds out, I'll lose my job. Okay? I mean, not to mention the fact that this is wrong. Really wrong. And the power balance is... You don't go down without a fight, huh? Okay. A deal, then. We can have sex and I'll fast-track your complaint, but you cannot tell anyone. My career, my life will be ruined. And one more thing. You need to tell me what to do. I know how it works and how to do it. In theory. It's been a long time. Okay. Just go easy, alright? Oh, your skin is really soft, and it feels nice to run my hands down your sides. Please. God, how do you do that with your mouth? What do you mean I'm talking too much? What are you gonna do? Feels really good when you trace your fingers inside my thigh. Oh my god, you're such a tease. You just... Okay. Oh, you're really good at this. Please, yes. I like the way you rub in little circles on my clit. Stop. Come on. What do you mean, beg for it? Please. Please touch me. Please touch you, dirty little whore. You need to come so bad. I need your soft hands rubbing my clit and pinching my nipples and making me whimper. Thank you. Shut up. I did not like it. Okay, I liked it. A little. But you started it. You're the pervert. Oh, fuck. Okay. Okay, so I just... Now that I'm speaking freely, let me just say you have the most amazing tits I've ever seen. Too. Oh, fuck. Okay, tell me what to do. Tell me what to do. Okay. Rubber quit really slowly at first. Oh, fuck. Okay. A little faster. God. God, I can hear how wet you are. Sounds nice. You sound nice. Okay. Let me trail kisses down. Down your neck. And lightly suck on a nipple. Kiss down. Down. All the way down to that gorgeous pussy of yours. It tastes really, really good. Yeah, I like when you grab my hair like that. You want me to keep going like this? Let me just put in my finger. You like that? Oh. I like it too. Yeah, I want to hear you. You know, when I asked for this meeting, I never thought that we would be here. That I'd be on my knees for you. But I gotta say, I'm not disappointed. There, are you gonna come? Careful, don't be too loud. Oh, fuck. Yeah, come for me. Come for me, come for me. Pushy, okay. God, yeah, it feels really nice when you play with my tits like that. And you roll them in your fingertips. What is that hand down there doing? I don't think I'm gonna last long. Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, please. Please don't stop. Please don't stop. Yeah. Oh, God. We can file the complaint form tomorrow, and I will give student services a call about the urgency of your case. You need a ride home?